So, Lead Belly. When I was researching this book, I found a lot of fascinating parallels between African-American and relationship with the prison industrial complex, relationship with anthropology, and Great Migration. And one thing that kind of snuck up on me in the research was a love story. A woman who came into Lead Belly's life and was able to, I think, give him the sustenance, give him the motivation that he needed, in part, to really make himself the person that he wanted to be. And her name was so poetic, she just could not stay out of the manuscript. She was 17 years younger than him. Yeah. And I saw some people go, what? And she was hooking up with a guy who was two-time ex-con. At this point, he had just gotten out of Angola prison. And he had no immediate job prospects, so I had to ask, what the hell was on her mind? Martha, in her last name, was Promise. Receives Lead Belly, 1935. When your man comes home from prison, when he comes back like the wound and you are the stitch, when he comes back with pennies in his pocket and prayer fresh on his lips, you got to wash him down first. You got to have the wild weed and tree bark boiled and calmed, waiting for his skin like a shining baptism back into what he was before gun barrels and bars chewed their claim in his hide and spit him stumbling backwards into screaming sunlight. You got to scrub loose the jail time finger smears from ashy skin, lather down the cuff marks from ankle and wrist, rinse solitary stench loose from his hair, scrape curse and confession from the welted and the smooth, the hard and the soft, the furrowed and the lax. Got to hold tight that Shadrach's face between your palms. Take crease and lid and lip and brow and rinse slow with river water. And when he opens his eyes, you tell him, calm and sure, how a woman birthed him back whole again.